Welcome to another edition of the Playapod podcast, where we cover all the features of the Playapod app by TMSoft. If you haven't downloaded the app yet, just visit playapod.com/app to download to your iOS and Android mobile devices. Today, we're going to cover all the settings of the Playapod app. You can access the settings by tapping the top left menu button, also known as the hamburger button, and then clicking on the settings at the bottom of the menu. You can also access settings directly from the now playing screen by tapping on the gear icon button. Starting from the top, let's go through each of the settings. Under the playback section, you'll see that you can change the seek backwards and seek forward amounts to a custom number of seconds. Whatever amount of time you want to seek forward and backward through your podcast episode, this also applies to Bluetooth controls, the widget controls for Android, as well as lock screen controls. So all of these amounts are applied to all the seek controls. Then we have the playback rate. Playback rate is by default set to 1x, which is normal speed, but you can speed up playback all the way up to double speed if you want to listen to your shows a little bit faster. Playback mode by default will download the episode first, but you can change that to stream mode, which won't save the episodes locally and use storage, but it will use your network connection. Most people want to download and then listen offline. The sleep timer. This is a very useful function at night if you're listening to podcasts and maybe you're dozing off to sleep. You can set a custom sleep timer. And what this does is it fades the audio out before it actually stops the podcast. So hopefully it won't wake you up. The playlist section. You can change the behavior of the playlist, whether you want it to play the next episode or the previous episode or not play any episode. Totally up to you. Most people want to play the next episode in the playlist. And if you're looking at the playlist view, it would be the next one would be the one down below the current one. So you can change that behavior if you want. We have a couple settings here to add downloads to your playlist as well as add anything that you play to your playlist. We default this on because I think it makes the playlist more useful and you can always navigate back and forth between episodes that you just downloaded or you just played. The user interface section. Night mode. You can apply a dark theme to the user interface. It's easier on the eyes at night. Episode artwork, you can decide if you don't want to download that. Obviously, it uses more storage to download custom artwork. If you disable it, it's just going to default to the show artwork. Filter listened episodes. This will hide any episodes that you have previously listened or marked as listened. By default, it's off. It shows you everything, but some people want to use it more like an email client where you don't see anything you've listened to. You can enable that with this setting. Episode order. By default, we use descending order. That means the newest episodes are always on top. If you want to reverse the order, you can do that with this setting. The download section. The fetch limit is how to limit the number of episodes that are managed per feed. Anywhere from 10 to 500 to all of them. One thing to know is fetching more episodes over a lot of different shows, it can slow down the performance of the app. By lowering your fetch limit, it keeps less episodes per show and keeps the app really snappy and performing fast. So it's up to you if you want to see all the episodes or just limit to the most recent episodes of each show. One thing I want to mention, just because you say you want 500 episodes, that doesn't mean the feed that you subscribe to is giving you access to all of those episodes. So important to remember that just because you specify that you want more episodes, the feed itself may only give you a limited amount. Auto download of episodes, by default, it's never. But a lot of people, when they refresh their feeds, they always want to download the latest episode so they can take it with them. Here you can customize how many of the most recent shows you want to download. Auto delete of episodes. A lot of people like to automatically delete episodes that they've already listened to. You can configure that here. If you set auto delete episodes to old shows, what this means is it will delete anything after the auto download setting. So if you set auto download to 3 shows, it'll start deleting the 4th show and beyond that. So just remember those are the old shows and it's based on the auto download of episodes. Download over cellular, pretty obvious setting. You have to enable this if you want to download episodes, which can get pretty large. Some episodes are 100 megabytes or more. So if you are paying for cellular data, you may want to keep that disabled. On Android, we have a download location. And some phones have external SD cards, and you may prefer to save these downloads to your SD card. You can do that here. The miscellaneous section. First thing you see is notifications. Here you can change if you want to receive new episode notifications per show. You can toggle those on and off. For seat controls, by default, it's on. What this means is if you're in the car and you only have a next and previous button, you're going to map those to the seat controls so you can skip over commercials backwards and forwards instead of the normal next and previous through the playlist. Delete cache will free up storage on your device by deleting all the images and other miscellaneous data. Just remember that if you're downloading the images and the episode artwork, then it'll end up downloading it again. So you should only delete the cache if you're looking to free up some quick space. Reset all will log you out and reset all the data back to nothing, just like you downloaded the application fresh for the first time. The About section, here you can share the app, you can rate the app, you can look at more apps that TMSoft has created. You also have the ability to send us feedback as well as report problems. Now, if you have an idea for a new feature, please use the Send Feedback button. If you experience a bug, it's really helpful if you tap Report Problem as soon as it happens and then type up a little description explaining what happened, what you experienced. It attaches a log file, so that's why we want you to hit the Report Problem button. And just so you know, our support team reads every single email. Important to know that these settings may change at any point. I'm reviewing version 1.2. So in the future, that may change, but we'll keep recording new episodes of the PlayApod podcast to keep you informed. Thanks for listening, everyone.